The other thing, so that I wanted to get into here a little bit, besides the spring training / winter training stuff, which we'll get into a little bit later on in the program, is Tout Wars this weekend.
Yep.
Matty Mo is excited about his main event. You got Corey Parsons in Tout Wars.
I'm in the fold.
He's in the fold. You got a whole bunch of drafts happening here at Rock and Rise, and it's the big draft of draft season. Now, I hate to be like toeing a line here, because, you know, Ash, that's right. I don't really care. Corey.
What's up? Let's toe it.
Tout Wars itself.
Yes.
Is it a draft for experts, or is it a draft to help the mass audience?
I think it's a combination of both. I think the fact that these results will be viewed, looked at, prodded over, picked through more than your home league draft, or even more than Matty Mo's main event. The draft is more public. You know, if people write about it, the touts talk about it. So I think more people look at it. Now, if they decide to look at it as a way to formulate their own opinions and get ready for their own drafts, that's one thing. Now, as far as the guys playing it out, I think that it is more of a situation where they come here at the big draft, they have the big weekend, and, you know, some guys by the 4th of July be like, okay, that was fun, Tout Wars is over.
Mm-hmm.
I would always say, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to be 100% honest with you, the fantasy baseball season ends when Tout Wars is over.
Matt?
Well, I'm going to disagree on that.
But I know you are, Matt.
Just in general, I'm down for anything that promotes fantasy baseball, fantasy sports in general. I think the labor leagues are more helpful to, say, the public, especially like the auction. The Tout is an OBP league, so it's just a different format. I know OBP leagues have gained some popularity. I have no problem playing either way, but you just need to know the parameters of the league, you know.
Okay, but still, that doesn't really answer my question. Is it? Great. Is it? You're in Tout, right?
No, I'm not in Tout. Corey's in Tout.
Corey's in Tout. You're in a Monster Expert League, a main event. And when you were drafting your team, I can't imagine you're thinking about me being like, oh boy, fans of us are looking at the league. Like, you care for yourself.
Oh
right?
Yeah, I care 100% about my players, my team, my picks. But what Corey said, that's just the first day. That's the first step. Because the key is going to be your free agent acquisitions throughout the season, staying on top of things. Knowing who to add is supremely important, but just as important, as I mentioned last week, is who do you drop? Because you might if you drop that wrong player, that's going to just eat at you all season long.
There's no, sure. But I'm talking about as a regular fan. Right, and this is to Corey's point that for many of these guys, baseball season's over at Tout Wars, right? Like, me personally, right, I'll come here Monday morning, we're on the air, I'll ask you, oh, how was Tout Wars, and we'll talk about that. I'm done with it, right? Like I'm done. As a fan, I'm not going to sit in my draft and be like, oh, man, so-and-so took Clayton Kershaw for number one. Matt Modine gets their Clayton Kershaw number one overall, given what we just talked about. I better take Clayton Kershaw number one overall. Like, to me, you talked about, like, it's important to know not just who to pick up, but who you dropped, right? Like, but that has no bearing on the regular player who Matt Modine is dropping from his team. What do I care?
Oh, absolutely. You make a valid point. I mean, honestly, the only people who really care about who finishes where in Tout Wars are the Tout Wars participants.
Right.
You know, I don't care after the day, like you say, after the draft.
Correct.
Who does what and does, you know.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with that. So we make it this massive weekend that it's all about this Tout Wars and all the experts get together. And it's a wonderful weekend and that's awesome. But Corey,
yo,
it's kind of just for the experts. It's not. I don't think it's for the mass audience.
The mass audience will get a look at it, Greg. They'll get a look at the drafts. They'll get a look at auction values, and they can apply that to their own auctions and drafts if they choose to do so.
But do you think more people will not to? I think that more people will probably just read Matthew Berry's Love Hate column than check out the Tout Wars drafts.
Matthew Berry don't write baseball.
Tristan Cockcroft's Love Hate column.
It's another tool that's out there. You feel what I'm saying?
I get
like,
it.
Like, you can look at it. You can use it, whatever. It's people that look. It's people that do will make a point of reference. Oh, let me see what happened in Tout Wars. They, you know, you go on Twitter, you find an article. Oh, Ray Flowers, let me see how his team look. Or let me see what he paid for a couple guys, whatever. Oh, you know what? I do like Anthony Rizzo. Oh, he paid 41. All right, cool. I know on draft day, I need to, if I, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's helpful.
Okay.
Oh, let me see what closers these guys are speculating on how much they paid for them in the auction. Oh, Cam Bedrosian, $2. All right, bet. You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that, I think the audience looks at that stuff like that. Now, do you say, oh, well, they're not calling us? Well, only 3% of the listening audience phone calls. So it's a lot of people that's out there that's just listening that you don't know about. Not everybody is interacting with us 365, 24/7. So, or even everybody, most people don't even interact with us once a week. They listen, they get their advice, they go about their business, kind of like in silent. You know what I'm saying? They may go home, hey, honey, so listen to the radio this morning, fantasy executive say something crazy. I'll never know that.